Okay, so I had this dream last night. Both of you are in it. So I'm meeting you. So I meet you at a bar. I hadn't seen you in a while. Rajiv, you're in line to get a drink. And there's like a few drunk, rowdy guys also in line behind you. And one guy tries to fight you for standing next to him. And so I kind of get between them even before we acknowledge each other, just because I'm like, I don't know, I'll diffuse the situation somehow. So I kind of get between you guys. But then this guy calls me a little boy. And then one of my old friends is also there, Colin Baker, who I think has like anger issues. He's also in line, and he steps in to protect me. And then the guy punches him in the face really hard. He gets dazed. Two of them, they both get kicked out. So then I ask you to get me a beer, just because you're in line. And then while you're ordering, Angie, you tell me that the magazine that you've been working on lately is increasing its print run up to 500, which like before that it was like a max of 53 that you guys would print for like the last six issues, which were also the first six issues. And then I asked you guys, like, oh, like, how did you survive so long only printing off 50 issues of this magazine? And you said, oh, we have a grant from this philanthropist. Basically, we basically have like a $5 million gift card to help us out. And then I ask if it's from Walmart, sounding really jealous. And Angie, you're like, you can't tell if I'm joking. And then you give me eyes as if I'm a Philistine. So obviously I lean into it. And I'm like, man, the shit I could get at Walmart for $5 million in George clothes alone. And then the first guy, the guy who was like punching earlier or whatever, he comes back into the bar holding a bucket of oil and a blowtorch, still furious. Rajiv tries to stop him from entering, and then I run outside through the emergency exit, but before I can get far enough away, I hear a loud explosion, and a split second later, all I feel is pain, and then I die, and then I feel relief, and then I wake up after one more death in my life.